In your Bibles tonight, the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 21. 1 Kings, chapter number 21. Well, I appreciate the Lord around here. Boy, God sure is good to us. Amen. Praise God, we got some empty seats tonight for some good growth to come in. Hey, I'm serious as a heart attack. Praise God, that's what's been wrong this church about a year or two. Old dead wood hanging around. Well, we're going to cut the power saw up, though. Give me volume, Brother Mike. My voice about out now. I need to have plenty of volume. Amen. I got some stuff people need to hear tonight. Praise God. That's the truth, boy. You go to trimming back, there'll be some nice stuff grow out of it. I believe with all my heart we just sort of got too fat and happy. And people sitting around not going our direction, bless God, they need to hit the road. Shake that mew head. Amen. I tell you one thing, if you ain't with me, I'm going to deem you as enemy. And I don't know nothing else to do but the enemy just put them out of their misery. Is that too stout for y'all? You ain't on the Lord's side, you ain't on my side. Praise God, we ain't taking no captives. We ain't running prison camp. May be surprised what I say by the time I'm done preaching tonight. Book of 1 Kings, chapter number 21. I ain't wrong about that, Emma. If you ain't on the Lord's side, then you are an enemy, right? I mean, I don't know nothing else to do but just preach it how it is. Amen. It ain't no middle ground in this outfit, honey. You either for him or you against him. If you're against him, you're in the wrong place tonight. If you're against doing right, honey, you wasting your gas coming down here. We fixing to show enough go to doing what's right. Yeah, man. We'll never see how big he is. Amen. Praise God. You might ought to go to wearing a pair of thick breeches. Amen. This ain't Sally preaching tonight. Praise God, I ain't got a dress on. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 21, verse 1, and it came to pass. Ain't you glad everything don't come to stay? After these things, that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hired by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it's near to my house. And I'll give ye for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I'll give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased, because the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down on his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. Little wimp. But Jezebel, I pastored her. His wife. His hen pecked, he roosted at the foot of the bed. Came to him and said to him, why is your spirit so sad that you eat no bread? He said, because I spake to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else if I please thee, I'll give you another vineyard. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. Thank you for standing tonight. I won't preach on this old thought. It ain't for sale. It ain't for sale. I want to say tonight that a lot of folks have sold out our master. But he ain't for sale. The Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter number 26 and in verse number 14, Our master is not for sale. He said in verse 14 of Matthew 26, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will you give me? And I'll deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Tonight you name your price and the devil will be sure that you get it. I guarantee you if we say now if this building will just fill, then we'll take that for the Lord. The devil will be sure that every seat in the house is taken. But I'm glad tonight there are some seats empty down at the house of God. What are you saying? I'm glad they're empty for sinners tonight, where sinners can come in and be saved by the good grace of God. I'm glad they ain't filled up with religious people and do better and do gooders. I'm glad tonight that there's room for sinners at the cross. I'm glad it's room for sinners down at Liberty Baptist Church. You say, well, preacher, we don't want sinners. Then, honey, you're in the wrong church tonight. I want the ones that nobody else wants. I want to see them saved by the good grace of God. And we ain't got time to sell out our Lord. He's everything tonight. And without Him, we're nothing tonight, friend. We need the Lord back in our churches. Glory to God. Oh, we need the Master, and He's not for sale tonight. What will you take for Him? Honey, the devil will be sure that you get it if you'll sell out the Master. I'm glad He's Master of the heaven tonight. Send us some rain, and I want to say thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Our roof is leaking tonight. Lord, we pray that You'd send us rain. I want to say I wish we had buckets sitting everywhere tonight. Oh, buckets of blessing. I tell you, honey, there's so much rain going on around here. We can't even think about catching it or mopping it up. I say, hallelujah. I'm glad the Master's in the building. I'm glad He's got His own parking spot. I'm glad His name is on this place. I'm glad it ain't your house. I'm glad it ain't my house. I'm glad it's His house tonight. Glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank God it's the Master's house tonight. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight it's the Master's house. Thank God we ain't sold Him out. Somebody said, you'd calm down that preacher and said, the house would feel. Honey, ain't a compromising to fill the house and sell out the Master. You just come down, try to get some help from me. You wasted your gas. But hey, if the Master's here, there'll be help for sinners and help for saints and help for those that need some help. And whatever we do, I want to say tonight, our Master's not for sale. Lord, a lot of folks have sold Him out. Amen. Sold Him out. You say, how come you know they sold Him out? Well, I want to say, first of all, because they don't let Him run what's His. I'm glad this is His tonight. Honey, this ain't my church. I want to say that by radio. This ain't my church. And it ain't your church. You say, well, preacher, you don't understand. I pay tithes. Well, whoopity-doo. What about your offerings tonight? What about going a little bit further? You say, well, preacher, I give more than anybody. Is that so? Well, let me tell you tonight, honey, you don't impress God. You don't impress me. I'd rather have 200 or 300 Baptists broke in love with Jesus in their place tonight, watching the good glory of God in heaven fall, than anything I know. I'm just glad tonight we got the Master, Lord. Whoop, whoop. I'm glad we got the Master tonight. Thank God it ain't a bunch of Joneses running this outfit. I want to say it by the way. That's right, you mossback. I just said it. Bless your... I'm glad the Joneses ain't running this outfit. Don't turn that dial off. You need some preaching. You ain't getting none down where you go to church. So let's leave your radio on, glory to God. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. Praise God. You won't go to no preacher since the preaching come to you this morning. Praise God. I'm glad we ain't got a vote on whether to do right or not. Praise God. Not for sale. The Master's not for sale. Secondly, I want to say the old King James Manual ain't for sale tonight. Thank God for the Bible tonight. The Bible said in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. He said, yeah, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus, I got to get a hold of this, shall suffer persecution. Brother Dennis, I tell you why they won't let you preach down there. They don't want to hear what you got to say. You bring you some Pampers and baby bottles, will you? They'll let you preach a little bit. That's all the Baptist church is a daycare center. He said, yeah, and all that will, I want to ask you, will you live godly? Shall suffer persecution. I wonder, will you die for what you got tonight? I wonder if when the storm gets up a little bit, are you going to tuck tail and run? I mean, when hard times come, are you going to stay with the stuff? Are you going to run on down yonder to the lollipop place? They'll give you a lollipop and change your diaper. Manual ain't for sale. He said in that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Our manual's not for sale. I know it makes some of you mad. It ought to the way you're living. Honey, if I ain't ruffling your little feathers, I ain't doing what God called me to do. Don't know if you noticed or not, but he said it's profitable for reproof and correction. Thank God I had somebody would preach to me. Some of you need more preaching than you're getting, living like the devil. Shake that new head tonight. Manual ain't for sale. A lot of churches have sold it, put in the drama team. You say, well, now, preacher, I just don't agree with that. I don't care if you agree with it or not. It's still right. The Bible's right. He said, well, we ain't changed the message. We changed the method. You fool. Your wood's so wet. Why, we ain't changed the message. We just changed the method. Then why did God say He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe? Honey, we ain't looking for entertainment. We need preaching. You say, well, I want to know something. What you got for our children? Preach it! Preach it! that'll help little Johnny more than anything, keep him out of the chain gang. It's preaching and a Holy Ghost filled church. Hallelujah. Round three. I mean, point three. Our message ain't for sale. What kind of message you got? 1 Timothy 4. Message ain't for sale tonight. First Timothy 4, verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I heard the other night Miss Copeland said by way of their broadcast, Kenneth Copeland's wife, that motorcycle jumping crowd, brings them up on their stage. Honey, if God's around a place that bring a motorcycle in the house of God, I don't know nothing about this Bible. And I done been preaching it nearly 20 years, and I'm telling you tonight, friend, a motorcycle don't belong in the house of God. Shenanigans. They'll be in a miniskirt in the pulpit before long. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. She said, if you serve God, then you're guaranteed health and wealth. They ain't read my Bible. That's seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You see, the devil just loves to give you enough truth to lead you astray. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. How could, let me ask you something, a man that calls himself in an evangelical church, the largest in the nation, will stand up on Larry King Live and he asked him a dogmatic question, will you say dogmatically that Jesus is the only way to heaven? And he would not answer it. Pastor in the largest church in America. Doctrines of devils, and I don't care what you think. And honey, I don't care what nobody else thinks. But our message ain't for sale. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by Jesus tonight. Our message is not for sale. Somebody said, if you'd just calm down a little bit. I hope the Lord gives me eighth gear. I hope I'm 60-year-old and can't even contain myself. If He lets me live to 70, maybe He won't punish me that long. Maybe I'll get promoted by 70. But I hope I'm preaching with the passion and the fire of God, just like I started with. Friend, I'm telling you tonight, the message is not for sale. He said this, forbidden to marry, commanding to abstain from meats. For every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, I like this, thou shalt be a good minister. He didn't say if you kissed all the babies and made all the hospital visits. Went down there when Aunt Sally had a bump come up on her nose. He said, but if you tell that crowd and keep on the preaching, you'll be a good minister. And honey, if God be for you, who can be against you tonight? Well, I think you ought to simmer down and fill this church with it. I think you ought to go plant a garden. You might all go try to do something you know about. Evidently, you don't know nothing about this. It ain't for sale. Message ain't for sale. Thirdly, the music ain't for sale. Ephesians 5 and verse 19. Lord, the average Baptist church has turned into a rock concert. Ephesians 5. Like what Brother Charlie said tonight, this song was written back in 1720. That's back when folks was writing songs, knowed what songs is about. Look what he says. Ephesians 5 and verse number 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms. How you do that? You read it. And hymns. You sing it. I like this. And spiritual song. Is achy breaky heart spiritual to you? What about your tractor sexy? Is that spiritual to you? Shake that new head tonight, honey. What about a tear in my beer? Is that spiritual to you? No spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Most of them's up singing for me. You know why I want to allow them that crowd come in this place? Because I ain't picking their cigarette butts up. Bunch of diesel sniffing, God hating, self exalting phonies. Now they all ain't. Just go on, look at me cross eyed, honey. I'll give you some preaching for you later. Bless God, I've seen them at revivals. I'd go preach that. They'd get up and sing, and when you'd shout, they'd just pat themselves. I'd get up and open the Bible, go to preach. They'd go outside and smoke a cigarette. Yeah. We're going to bring some WD-40. Brother Dave, we may need to bring some chiropractors in, and I'll go to popping necks. That'd be a new phase. I'm sure some Baptist has got it. Goes with their Starbucks in the lobby. And their donut shop over in the corner. Just come on, get you a cup of coffee and a donut. And just come on in how you are in your little old Bermuda shorts. And your little old halter tops that go on a heifer. Heifers wear halters. They was raised. You get a halter, go catch a heifer. You dress your youngins like the world and they go the world and you wonder what happened. Spiritual song. Our music ain't for sale. And I want to say this right quick before I close. Our members ain't for sale. Miss Peggy, I salute you out of the pulpit for what you said this morning. Now that's just how spiritual. Now y'all get this. Let me teach you something tonight. Instead of lamb blast, let me teach you something. And then I'm lamb blast. 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. Let me teach you something tonight. A group of people that would come to this church and try to get its leadership knows nothing about this Bible. Why do you say that, Pastor? I'm fixing to show you. I'm going to start teaching some stuff that's going to help you. It's going to embarrass a bunch of you, but it's going to help you. Down the road, it's going to help you. And it's going to help us. I appreciate what Brother Dennis said about taking care of the man of God this morning. The only reason you don't know about taking care of the man of God, because I felt like if I ever preached it, you'd think I was trying to put a feather in my cap. But honey, I got a couple sermons laying for you. And I'm going to take this book and I'm going to skin your hide. I'm going to tell you what God expects out of you, just not the deacons. I don't know if y'all forgot, gas has went to $3 a gallon. It takes you $8 to get a suit clean. $2 to get your shirt pressed. Last time me and my family went out to eat, we didn't walk in the Crystal. Well, you ought to be eating at the Crystal. Where are you eating at? Does your wife like a new dress? Mine does. Yeah. Y'all like to have gun shells to go hunting? I do. Y'all like to have golf balls to go play golf? I do. Praise God, the average Baptist church thinks the preacher ought to just be eat rabbit tracks and wind pudding. That Bible said he's worthy of double honor. He said, if he preaches the word, double. Let me go and tell you. Ooh, I got me a good thought. I'm glad I got that off my chest. Now, cut me on. Our members ain't for sale. Now, look what he says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 18. But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased Him. The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable upon these, we bestow more abundant honor. Everybody stick your arms straight out tonight. Straight out in front of you. Chin level. Without your elbow, let me see you take a bite. Go and put that in your mouth. You don't think you need that right there much, do you? Well, you'll starve without it. I can't get to it. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying God has set every member in here that's supposed to be here in this body to make it complete. And somebody would come over with a wad of money and say, Brother Tim, come lead our choir. Here's your $800 a month. God ain't within 40 miles of it. Somebody come after our piano player a few months ago, and I tell you, I come this close going to church. Now, you can sit there and you say, well, now, you're the meanest preacher I've ever seen. Well, let me explain something to you. God has put me here as the under-shepherd. And if I'm worth my salt, I'll fight for you. And if I'm going to be some kind of little old liberal polecat and just lay down and let anything happen, honey, you don't need what you got standing right here. I'm going to take a stand for your children, Brother Charlie. What are they going to get down yonder at the liberal church where Bozo the Clown comes in at 11 o'clock and goes to juggling his balls and saying, well, Jesus is good. Pathetic. Makes me want to get that right there and upchuck in it. Y'all getting tired? What's the matter? Your TV show on? Members ain't for sale. You know something? You ought to love one another around here. You ought to tell these folks it's being a blessing to you. You ought to tell them. You know, I told Brother Tim a while ago before he came down. I said, you know, Brother Tim, I appreciate that lady saying that this morning. I said, it's good to be liked and wanted, ain't it? I mean, let's just be honest a minute. Turn around and tell everybody, say, it's good to be wanted. Turn around and tell them. I mean, now you just think about it. If you walked in here and nobody never said one word to you and they just had their old arms crossed and looking at you like they was eating saw briars, why, you'd feel real good, wouldn't you? You ought to tell these Sunday school teachers, we appreciate you teaching us. Appreciate you helping our children. I appreciate this lady right here behind the scenes that does stuff and we just pour in like a bunch of hogs at the trough. Go on, shake that head. I'm just round three. We got about 10 yet. Man, we take people for granted. Let me ask you, do you think that lawn out yonder keeps itself looking like that? Prettiest place in town. Praise God, I know I'm prejudiced. Everybody's crow's the blackest, but it's the prettiest place in town. And you know what? It ought to be that way. I'm doing what the Lord told me to do three weeks ago. My first work's over. This is the way we started in the storefront, preaching like this. We're going to keep preaching like this. I like the running room. Praise God, I'd hate to go to seeing these good, faithful folks that tithe and love Jesus sit in the balcony all the time.
Amen.
Them bunch of crossed up, cross-eyed devils sitting around. I don't go along with that. Toopity-doo. Is that a word, Miss Preacher, toopity-doo, not? Our members ain't for sale. You take Brother Matt, Miss Amanda sitting back here. Do they ever say anything? But you know something? I'd walk right out there in the highway with them young ones. You know why? Because they're part of this body. This little old child sitting over here by her mama. Let me tell you something. Boy, somebody go to mess with these young ones around here. They got more than one daddy to fool with. They got a preacher to fool with. Somebody come up by these little boys. Man. I say, Brother Troy, come on with me. You know something? It's about time somebody stand up with some guts. Stand up with some guts. Our members ain't for sale. And you know something else? Somebody go talking about your preacher out in the supermarket. I like what one of the members did down at Piggly Wiggly one time. She said, "Hey, that's my preacher you talking about." Instead of shake your head and go along with them, you ought to stand up and say, "That ain't right." Last time I noticed, somebody got talking about the man of God calling him ballhead, ballhead. It was some sheep bears come out and eat the young ones. Man go to preaching, it go to raining. I think I'd be careful what I had to say about him. You say, you sure are patting yourself on the back. No, I'm just preaching to gall you. Doing a pretty good job too, ain't it? Your backside's burning, ain't it? That's good for you. You'll leave here tonight and know you've been to church. Members ain't for sale. When
it bother you if somebody come down here and said, Miss Sherry, Miss Faye, Brother David, Brother Tim, we need y'all down there leading at our church? What would y'all do? Go on, what would y'all do? Come down here and got Miss Faye said, we hear you're a real good organizer. You and Miss Galen, we'd like y'all to come down there and run our kitchen. Wouldn't be no more trough, would it? Oh, I know y'all get real upset then. Tell it, Brother David, fighting mad. I done preached twice today. I'm preaching like the house fire. Our ministry ain't for sale. Galatians 6 and 10. I'm closing down. Galatians 6 and 10. Ooh, say that's good preaching, preacher. I tell you one thing won't happen tonight. They won't be six deacons confront me and take me to the back room and paddle me. They may give me a promotion. Ain't we having a time tonight? Second Chronicles 2, verse 1. Solomon determined. Boy, I love that. That word right there will make you go even when hard times come. He determined to build a house for the name of the Lord. And a house for His kingdom. Did you know you're in His kingdom? Thank God for some men that has built some places in the honor of the King and for His kingdom. Not for the world. This Bible's not for the world. Sure, whosoever will, let them come. This Bible ain't wrote to the world. The world don't read this Bible. Matter of fact, he said, come out from among them, be ye separate. Amen. But the average Baptist church is wanting to be just like them. Yeah. Just like them. Look what he did. He said in verse number 4, behold, I build a house to the name of the Lord my God to, here it is, to dedicate it to Him. And I close my Bible on that thought tonight. This is all His. You'd be surprised at the revivals I've run and the people there thinks it's theirs. They think just because they had a little more than the average member of the church, they stuck up a nameplate on the end of it and that's theirs and don't you set on it. And let me tell you something, honey. When things here go to becoming ours, we've missed it. It's all His. And I want to say tonight, it's not for sale. This ain't a flea market. Can you imagine? Let me ask you something. Boy, I think it makes some of you madder than a junkyard dog. But I might as well go on to throw a little gas on the about that. I mean, we done got a shirt wet. We might as well make it worth it. What do you think God would think about all these young'uns setting up their wares at the church and selling booths and selling their trinkets to try to pay for the ministry? What do you think He thinks about that? Don't you think He thinks a whole lot more about His young'uns paying their tithe and giving their offerings and then letting Him be God and do what He wants to do with it? And you know something? If you've got a issue or a problem with the giving, then you're not giving in the right heart, friend. If you're putting that in there and saying, now listen, this is what you do with it, don't put it in there. It's the Lord's. It's the Lord's. Thank you for coming tonight. Stand with us.